This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
We just finished last week a four-part series with our friend Paul on forgiveness, but I wanted to add some more finished to it, and that is, some of you may be sitting there listening and saying, well, that's really great, but this is two guys from the West talking about forgiveness, and it doesn't really work out here where I am. And where I am may be obviously not where Paul and I live, but it also may be that the person saying that is not like Paul and I as well. In other words, non-Westerner. So I wanted to talk a little bit today about forgiving across cultural issues or contexts and whatever. The primary thing that people often say who work in contexts and in cultures that aren't their own is, I don't know how to do this here. And forgiveness is certainly one thing. For us in the United States of America, we probably, or in North America, we probably focus on the whole issue of going to that person. Indeed, Scripture talks about going to the person whom you have a problem and working it out. Well, it doesn't always work that way out where you are. So a lot of times I've kind of three somewhat flippant responses to the person that says to me, well, how do you do that here? Well, one is, if you don't know how, don't. So then you don't forgive. That's not a good option, obviously. Number two, forgive inside yourself, and I will talk more about that later. And three, seek help, not in terms of go seek counseling, but seek help once again from the magical or the concept of surrogate family or surrogate kin that I've been talking about over and over again, isn't it? You don't know how to do things like forgiveness, and it's with an issue of somebody who's a native person there. They live there, they grew up there, it's their culture, and you're the guest. You're the visitor, you're the transient, if you will. It's pretty hard to know what to do. And I don't know, I don't have any easy answers for that. And to a certain extent, part of me wants to say, well, is it that big of a deal? Do you need to forgive? Well, that's where, you know, I say flippantly don't. But what I mean by that is, don't start with what you can't do, start with what you can do. And what I think you can do is that you can deal with forgiveness inside yourself. Let's say you're sitting there listening to this and saying, you know, so-and-so and I have a really strained relationship, or we just haven't talked because this happened and I don't know how to get around it. Now, if it was something that you did, you may you have to focus on forgiving inside of yourself, because in many cultural contexts, the actual forgiveness process does not go on with the people who are intimately involved and directly involved with the issue that needs to be forgiven. It goes on with their cohorts who talk it over themselves, and there is never any direct acknowledgement of it. It's like, okay, I'll choose somebody to go talk to you, somebody that you choose, and they'll iron it out, and they'll come back and tell each of us, and then we'll act like nothing happened. And that doesn't feel right to somebody like me. But you know what? It's not about what feels right to me. It's about what feels right to them. The starting point of all of that is the whole issue of forgiving inside of yourself. Have you really sat down and in deep thought and prayer, looked at what your responsibilities for this is? Now, I'm the kind of a person who it's really easy for me to guilt myself out. I can take responsibility for a whole lot of things. Some of the things I take responsibility for are things that I have no business doing, but that's beside the point. The issue is that predicates me or prepares me to the whole thing of dealing with it inside of myself, taking care of things, taking care of my own business first. What usually that does for me is that puts me in a more of a confessional stance. So when I go talk to that person or talk to that person's helper, I can acknowledge my part in the problem a lot easier. When I say seek help, is oftentimes you don't even know how things are worked out. And for many of you in your initial stages of trying to live in these areas, you may have done some really spectacularly bad things, and or funny things, or painful things, and you don't even know who to go to. Well, that's where the surrogate family comes in again. Do you have anybody that you can talk to? Now, there's another concept here that I've talked about before, I think, and that is the whole issue of indirect questions. Rather than marching up to this bread salesman or that you've just gotten to know a little bit and you're practicing some language on, or you buy bread from every day, and saying, well, how do you solve a problem when you have to forgive somebody? Or how do you deal with this conflict or whatever? And they're going to say, I don't know. Why? Because they're put on the spot. Maybe it's important for them not to speak about themselves. So the indirect issue is to go up and say, when people have disagreements, or when they hurt each other, or when they hurt somebody else, how do they talk about fixing that? And, you know, that may all be foreign to the person. So you may have to go around and around and talk and talk and talk. That's not bad. Don't for a minute think that all this preparatory stuff is bad. That's how you learn. So this guy is really going to help you a lot if you can eventually get him to understand. And, to ask indirect questions. How do people solve these things? How do you, and use the national tribal name or whatever, how do these people solve things? Who would be a good person to talk to? Find out from them and talk around it. It's an academic exercise. I realize for somebody who's really into touchy-feely stuff that this may feel wrong, but it is right to make it an academic issue, depersonalize it at first so that you can work on it. Once you start getting those situations, then come up with a scenario that might be sort of like your situation, but try it out on your people who are helping you. And that means going back to this proverbial bread salesman or whatever and saying, hey, you know what? I realize this what I'm learning, and let me try this out on you and see if this makes sense. In this context, this happens and these people do this. And he may say, yeah, that'll probably work pretty well. Or if he says, well, no, I don't know, or I don't think so, he may be wrong. He may be right, but that's where it helps to have multiple resources to help you with these kinds of things. So that sort of summarizes up how to get out of the bind of not knowing what to do. Then the question arises, well, what if I really think that I had nothing to do with it? I'm completely innocent. I have no fault. Part of me says, get real. I can't believe that you have nothing to contribute to the problem, that you did nothing. I think that is so rare that I don't know how. What, my response back less sarcastic is, well, then maybe you're not supposed to have that kind of a closer relationship with that person. But I find that most of us, when we start excusing ourselves, what we may excuse ourselves, well, I'll excuse myself for this little thing we tell ourselves. When it comes right down to it, we start expanding that, well, I can excuse myself list, till it becomes more and more. And then we have nothing to ever apologize for. And I don't think that's real life. I think real life is that we are all a big bunch of mistake-prone, clumsy people in interpersonal relationships. It doesn't matter what culture we're in or what culture we're trying to become appropriate in. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to be fools. We're going to look foolish. We're going to look dangerous sometimes. And we have to try and figure out how to fit in. So as you go through all of this stuff and try and make sense about it, think about what is your overreaching goal in this context? And maybe you have to swallow your pride and process and go with your hat in your hands, as we say here, and ask for forgiveness. I think to have a readiness to forgive attitude is going to go a long way to helping you be perceived as somebody who's worth getting to know. Because that's what it's all about. It's all about in places where you don't necessarily feel like home, people, places where you don't belong, it's about making yourself be more presentable to those people around you. Because when they accept you, when they say, come on down, when they say, come into our living room, that shows that you're being positive and productive. So forgiveness, while you may have a Western mindset, you can figure out by asking people, making it into a research project, asking indirect questions, seeking help, and I think you'll find that you'll do pretty well. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.